Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel, which focuses on Vedic astrology study from the perspective of your soul path, career and relationships. These are the focus areas of this channel. If you're new to my channel, please consider sharing the content with your fellow astrology enthusiasts, leaving your comments below in case you need to share anything interesting you found in your chart, etc. If you are my listener on the podcast directories like Spotify, Apple, Podcast Addict, Pandora and so on, welcome. Also, you might want to visit my YouTube channel, take screenshots of the chart displayed there so you can study alongside the chart, natal, navamsha, D10 and so on and so forth. Also, for those listening on the podcast directory, you might want to take advantage of the Vedic Astrology Beginners course, which is available in the memberships area as a playlist on my channel. YouTube link is in the description box. You might want to visit that and take advantage of that. That is not being covered on the podcast directory. If you need a personal reading, do get in touch with me on the email, both on the podcast directory as well as on YouTube channel. We can explore what's going on in your life and what you need some assistance or clarity with. You see, the entire purpose, as I see it, of Jyotish and Vedic astrology is to get clarity in your mind about what's going on in different areas of your life, what your soul path is driving you towards in this lifetime, and where you can put yourself, apply yourself to the best possible outcomes, be it in any area of life. We all have different areas of life. Primarily, I focus on soul path, your life path, profession, career, job, business, etc., as well as intimate relationships. And all the podcasts here cover pretty much personality, relationships and career as the determinants of how you want to engage with the rest of the world. We all are born in some way, some form in different societies. The whole idea is to best put yourself at use where you are happy doing what you're doing, you're content doing what you're doing, and you feel your life has a meaning and a purpose somewhere. We are just trying to unlock that using the tools of Vedic astrology. Now that we have finished studying the Amatya Karaka in different Navamsha, the 12 of them, let us do some career case studies for Amatya Karaka, because unless we do some case studies, unless we implement and study the Amatya Karaka from the perspective of charts, actual charts or virtual charts, we won't know how it is applied or what it really means, isn't it? It's like trying to understand physics without applying it in a lab. You have to test this out on charts. So as much charts as you can get your hands on, practice these principles. If you have queries, you can leave it as comments in the comment box. But please take time to understand these principles first. All the series on Amatya Karaka and in Navamsha playlist, uncover all of that first. Study the basic principles and then come to this career case studies. Right, let's get into it. What are the six principles or six aspects I have taken into consideration in career case studies of Amatya Karaka? Number one, we are going to study Amatya Karaka in D1 and D9 charts. Both, that is to say, your natal as well as your Navamsha chart, we shall study how the position of Amatya Karaka goes. Number two, we shall study the relations to the Atma Karaka in both, your soul significator, yourself, Atma Karaka. And podcasts are already covered on Atma Karaka, you might want to go through that. What is your soul relationship with your profession? Is it helping? Is there someone helping in your profession? Atma Karaka and Amatya Karaka relationship in both D1 and D9 also we shall cover. Number three, the placement in houses and signs in both natal as well as Navamsha charts. That will also be covered. Because where the houses are playing in the natal and where it moves to in Navamsha is significant, isn't it? And also the sign, because the qualities of the sign carries to both Atma Karaka and Amatya Karaka. Number four, types, progress, challenges and successes in career, because we are focusing in these career case studies only. So we will deal with focal point as Amadhya Karaka, and we will study Atma Karaka with respect to Amadhya Karaka. All right. Number 5, we will also try to borrow some hints from nakshatra placement of Amadhya Karaka in the natal chart, because that's the physical manifestation. Yes, I already spoke of this. You might want to go through previous ones. Natal chart is your physical manifestation of reality. Navamsha is your internal self and all things going forward in your life. Essentially, when a soul is born, the way we apply Vedic astrology is from birth till the time you're 30 years old, till the time Saturn matures in a chart. What happens is you are acting more like only the physical manifestation, because you are pretty much in the hands of others. After 30 years, really it matures, and then the aspects of Navamsha kick in. So Navamsha literally is going forward in your life, the fortunes of your life. Yeah, this is the way also it is interpreted. So we shall try to borrow some nakshatra placement of Amadhya Karaka in the natal chart also. Now, nakshatras are already covered extensively in the 27 nakshatras of Vedic astrology playlist. Number 6, and very important point, I needed some charts to study here as a part of this exercise. And so what I have done is I have considered case studies. This entire case studies is for Gen Z, just like I did for Nakshatra Pada. Gen Z meaning 1998 onwards, who are born from 1998 onwards. Yes, you can Google it if you want. All case studies are of Gen Z kids. Names are all virtual, really. I have just stuck in virtual names. Names don't mean anything. They are random charts of Gen Z generation, starting from the year 2000 for Amadhya Karaka. Let us begin. Before we begin the actual case studies, it is important for you to remember some rules in the Jaimini system of evaluation in astrology, which is very different to the Parashara system. Jaimini, first of all, focuses on Rashi Drishti, that means the sign aspects. Which sign is aspecting which sign? Aries is aspecting Leo, for example, like that. The sign aspects, these are not planetary aspects, which sign aspects it? So let's go through these 8 rules listed there on the screen. Number 1, Rashi Drishti. Every movable sign aspects all fixed signs except the one right next to it. Keep this rule book in your thing. You can take screenshots if you wish. Every fixed sign aspects all movable signs except the one right next to it. So, movable aspects fixed except the one next to it. Fixed aspects all movable except the one next to it. Every dual sign aspects all other dual signs only. Okay. Then there is the Graha Drishti, that is a planetary vision. The planetary vision says Jaimini primarily uses Rashi Drishti, but planets inherit the aspect of the sign they sit in. So planets sitting in movable sign will aspect all other planets which are in fixed signs except the one next to it. Apply the same principle to all the first three rules. So planets essentially sitting in movable, fixed or dual sign, because Jaimini is based only on sign astrology, not so much on planets. Planets will automatically inherit everything about the sign. This applies to all planets, including Rahu and Ketu. So as we shall see going further into the case studies, you will see that sometimes or many times in a chart, Rahu and Ketu both end up aspecting a particular planet. Because even though Rahu and Ketu are on opposite sides of every chart, but based on this kind of an analysis, based on Rashi Drishti, they both might end up aspecting a planet, and we shall see that in case studies. Some special considerations to see. Point number 6, Jaimini focuses on sign to sign influence, not degrees. Even if planets are far apart within the Rashi, they still aspect through Rashi Drishti. The same thing which I spoke of earlier. The only thing angles or degrees is considered is from Atma Karaka to Dhara Karaka. The 7 Karakas is based on angle. what is your Atmakaraka, what is your Amadhyakaraka, what is your Bhratrikaraka, and so on. That considers the angle, but the sign-to-sign influence is very dominant here. Even if one is sitting in 12th house and one is sitting in 3rd house, for example, if the signs are influencing, the planets in those signs also are influencing one another. See, all this gets very complex unless we do some case studies, isn't it? So we shall do that from now on. 7th point, unlike the Parashari system, Gemini does not use special aspects like Saturn's 3rd or 10th position or Jupiter's 5th or 9th position. Those are Parashara rules. Gemini system does not use these rules of aspecting. It only considers sign aspect and planets therefore placed in those signs. Aspects, last rule, number 8, aspects are applied heavily in Charadasha analysis. If you want to do your predictive analysis, they interpret again based on this sign and interpreting the Karaka planets, Amartya Karaka, Atma Karaka, and so on, all the 7 Karakas of Gemini. So we shall do analysis this way going forward. Let us begin. Now let's do the career case analysis of Mr. John, who's another of the Gen Z. This is the last of the Amartya Karaka career-based analysis I'm going to do. Later on, I'm going to do using the Lords of the 2nd, 6th and the 10th house using the Parashara system. So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, Mr. John now has Atma Karaka as Mars and Amartya Karaka as Jupiter. Chart is on your screen. Let's see what aspects it has. First of all, he's a Pisces ascendant, so there's a lot of giving energy there, selflessly giving, and Mars is positioned right in the ascendant in Pisces. So when the Atma Karaka is placed in the ascendant, it's a very strong indicator of whatever happens in the life is affecting this individual quite deeply, I must say. Jupiter, his Amartya Karaka, is placed in Leo in the 6th house, aspected by Rahu and Ketu. Rahu from the 2nd house in Aries, very strong drive energy towards wealth, towards accomplishment, towards recognition. And the Lord of the 1st is sitting in the Lord of the 2nd is sitting in the 1st, as you can see, isn't it? Ketu, on the other hand, this is the beauty of the Gemini system. The beauty of the Gemini system is both Rahu and Ketu can aspect a particular planet, a particular Karaka. In this case, his profession is being impacted by both Rahu and Ketu. What would this mean in practical terms, you might ask? Well, it means there is a push and pull going on with regard to his career. In terms of accomplishment of fame, Leo is about fame, seeking fame. Jupiter there means he wants to be recognized for his wisdom, and Jupiter is retrograde, as you can see, so it's more stronger drive to be recognized in his daily work routine, 6th house, for his wisdom. And Rahu from the 2nd house in Aries is driving it very strongly. At the same time, Ketu in Libra detaches him from the collective in the 8th house and wants to go deeper into how to associate with the masses. Also impacting, speaking of masses, Sun in Capricorn from the 11th house is aspecting that Jupiter. So a very interesting combination here, that's why I decided to do his chart. Let us go point by point. Jupiter brings wisdom, expansion, ethics, education, law, morality, spirituality and guidance into profession. So his profession will be consultant related, giving guidelines, wisdom in his daily work. As Amartya Karaka, Jupiter directs John towards teaching careers in teaching, law, advisory and finance institutions or leadership in organizations where knowledge and ethics are paramount. I would say, since Sun is sitting in Capricorn in the 10th house, it will be more to do with a lot of public visibility, his career path. Because Jupiter is in Leo and the dispositor of the 6th house is sitting in the 11th house and Sun is there. So anything to do with governmental organizations is a prominent driver here. Okay. Also, the dispositor of the 10th house is sitting in the 6th house. So communication, Mercury sitting in the 10th house, will be a dominant aspect of his. Let us see the placement analysis. Jupiter in Leo in the 6th house links to career, service, discipline and daily effort and competition. Those are the things they'll have to face because it's in the 6th house. Jupiter here emphasizes knowledge in service roles, law, teaching, consulting, management or institutionally advisory roles. I would say the last one because the Sun is in Capricorn in the 10th aspecting this. Okay, that might be one. What's the second? Leo adds leadership, authority and creativity, suggesting John brings charisma and principled strength into service-based roles. Jupiter always adds a degree of wisdom anywhere it's placed. Even if it is placed in 6th house, there might be things like learning through life, through difficulty. 6th house is the house of difficulty and effort, through conscious effort. Aspects from the Karaka. Rahu in the 2nd brings ambition for wealth. Rahu is in Aries. He also wants to initiate speech, family-related matters. Could amplify unconventional ways of earning. Rahu is unconventional, even foreign ways of earning, you might say. Venus in Aquarius in the 12th is suggestive of that. He might go to foreign lands to earn. Ketu in the 8th house adds depth, research orientation and interest in hidden knowledge, you see. Interest in a kind of research-based attitude. That will also be there. Since Rahu and Ketu both are impacting in any chart, if you see this in the Gemini system, add those aspects and see where the career can take them. They will bring this aspect to the career, doesn't matter what they are doing. That's what you got to get. Rahu and Ketu don't necessarily determine the career in Gemini system, but they definitely add the impact from wherever they are sitting. In this case, in Aries Libra axis, from 2nd to 8th house, they will add that aspect to this Jupiter sitting in the sign of Leo in the 6th house. Sun in 11th expands influence through networks, all the 11th house aspects, institutions, multinational companies is also 11th house, by the way. Collective organizations, large organizations, multinationals, they all fall in the ambit of the 11th house. Supports recognition and gains from career. So there is recognition and fame for him in the multinational companies, in big social networks. That's why it's also considered social media. John's career is tied to service, law, consulting, education, with leadership qualities and strong institutional presence. Early career may involve competition because it's 6th house. But he'll improve through life. Now let's see Navamsha and what that brings. Now let us study what happens to John within the Navamsha, going 30 years and forward in life. Okay, so the Navamsha chart is on your screen. Jupiter, his Amatya Karaka, the one who is an advisor, now goes into the 2nd house in Scorpio. He's a Libra ascendant going forward in life. So the tendency is to more look for relationships. There's an aspect of relationships. There's an aspect of participating with others as partnerships. But Jupiter, the Amatya Karaka, has now gone into the 2nd house in Scorpio, conjunct Rahu and Moon. There's an aspect of Venus from the 4th house because Scorpio is a fixed sign. So it is aspected by the movable signs 1, 4, 7 and 10. Except 7 because it's not next to it. Gemini rule says fixed signs are aspected by other fixed signs, movable signs except the one next to it, isn't it? Recap the rules. So not Libra. So it will be 10, 1 and 4. There's only one planet in 10 in Capricorn in the 4th house, that is Venus. Okay. So Venus is aspecting this combination of Amatya Karaka, Jupiter, conjunct Rahu and Moon. First of all, if any planet goes into Scorpio or Navamsha, if you recap that, there'll be a transformation there. There'll be a tendency to hold on to traditions there. Something has to let go of. Something has to transform. Something has to let go is the main thing of Scorpio. Even the personal significations, for example, he might let go of his gurus and teachers, or he might go for other teachers later on in life. There might be a breakup or dissociation with his mother even, because Moon is there in Scorpio in the 2nd house. So a sense of dissociation with the family and the way he earns wealth will become a theme, and that will transform the way he views things, these aspects of his life. Venus, aspecting from Capricorn, also shows that there might be a tendency to bring aesthetics into the picture. Venus is all about aesthetics. Venus is all about balancing wealth with aesthetics, earning, the ways of earning things, the ways of refining things. Venus, you might say, is the refinement of Moon itself. The one which holds life force is Venus. Life force itself is Jupiter. All these things are to be considered. Okay. So Venus in Capricorn, so there's a slow and steady rise of aesthetic sense in him, which contributes to his profession, which changes. Let us go through the analysis now. Placement of Jupiter in Scorpio in second house, conjunct Rahu and Moon. The second house ties career to wealth, speech, family values and resources. Jupiter in Scorpio adds depth, intensity and research-driven application of knowledge. Look, his Ketu is also in the 8th house, so there is a tendency for research there. Professions in finance, law, psychology or institutional advisory. I would guess more into research field since Jupiter, Rahu and Moon are in Scorpio and there is a Ketu aspect from the 8th house also. This axis, okay, that becomes the determinant. This person is a research person. Mercury is also in the 9th house. In its own house in Gemini. So that pertains to institutional research. Conjunction with Moon, Jupiter conjunction with Moon in the second, enhances emotional intelligence, intuition and nurturing. So there's an aspect which makes him very nurturing as a teacher. There's a very good teacher aspect, Jupiter and Moon. Rahu tends to make it very technological. Technology-driven research. Rahu intensifies ambition. But since it's with Moon and Jupiter, there's a less of ambition. Unconventional, yes. Global opportunities, definitely. Going to foreign countries and doing research, definitely. Other Karaka influences is Venus in 4th house from Capricorn. Adds refinement, diplomacy, creativity in education. Real estate or property, that might be even the case because Venus is in Capricorn in the house of construction in the 4th house, so it pertains to house, might even be involved in interior decoration. See how diverse the careers can get. You see why people avoid talking too much about career, because the paths are very diverse. Many possibilities exist in your career path. It's not just one. So Venus there provides balance between Jupiter's wisdom and Rahu's ambition, because Capricorn is a slow-moving sign. Summary for D9, John's career matures into advisory roles, teaching, finance or institutional leadership with emotional and global elements. This can be vast. Just that one sentence can be very vast, isn't it? In terms of choices, modern living has got so many choices for young kids. Ambition may lead him into unconventional yet impactful roles. Rahu, wherever it sits, it wants to create impact. It wants to make its presence felt, okay? That's the core drive of Rahu itself. So when it's conjunct your Amatyakaraka, there might be an unconventional way of teaching. Jupiter teaching, Rahu unconventional, Moon emotional. Combine the three. That will be his style of work, research and so on. Now let's conclude for John. Now conclusions for John. Let's start from the top. Natal and Namamsha charts are on your screen. Correlation. Natal is the physical manifestation, if you recall. Service, discipline, competition, leadership roles. Jupiter guiding through ethics and wisdom. Why? The same Jupiter, Amatya Karaka, was aspected by Rahu and Ketu, and Sun is in the 11th house in Capricorn. So there's a slow and steady rise to fame. Alright? Navamsha, expansion into wealth, teaching, finance, institutional service with an added emotional intelligence and unconventional wisdom. We already saw why. The combined view Navamsha has to tie into the natal, because natal is the physical manifestation. Always remember this. If it doesn't get back to natal, whatever other divisional charts you are using, it is of no use. Natal is the physical manifestation. Whether it will happen or not, natal has to verify it. Always, always, always. Combined, Vijayan's career begins with disciplined service roles, matures into leadership in finance, education, law, global institutions, and so on. Blending wisdom, because Jupiter is wise, Jupiter provides guidelines. His career will have to do with providing guidelines in some way. Consultancy even. All sorts of consultants are basically having Jupiter Amartya Karakas. Challenges, Jupiter is in the sixth in the natal. Hard work is required, slow and steady growth. Sun is in Capricorn and Jupiter in sixth. This makes for a tough beginning point, okay? Slow and steady rise. It's not quick making buck here for him. Ketu in the eighth, okay? In the natal and in the Navamsha, very strong drive towards research, research-oriented mentality. Digging deep into things, going into the micro level of things. Ketu goes into micro level wherever it is sitting in, okay? Remember this. Balancing service, sixth house with wealth ambition, second house in D9. Okay? So sixth house, he's talking about the natal here, and wealth ambitions, second house in D9. Very ambitious to want to make wealth, but that's sitting in Scorpio. So requires a careful management. This is where conscious astrology comes in. You have to know all these things before you know what to course correct in your life, isn't it? Success indicators for John happens because Jupiter as Amartya Karaka ensures wisdom, guidance from within as the core profession. Leadership energy from Leo, because Jupiter is in Leo in the 6th house, enhances recognition and authority. In the dispositor of that, Jupiter is sitting in 10th house. Sun is a natural Atmakaraka, although in his case it is Mars. And Mars is sitting in the ascendant. So there is a strong drive for leadership also being recognized, known. Strong conjunction from Moon and Rahu in D9 expands scope and impact globally. There might be a tendency or opportunities for him really to go abroad and work. Strong conjunction with Moon and Rahu in D9 expands scope and impact. Sun in 11th in D1 ensures gains in strong network supporting career success. These are fantastic career indicators for John. Likely professions among the ones listed there: law, judiciary, I wouldn't say so much. Teaching, yes. Education-based leadership, definitely. Finance, banking, institutional advisory, not so much. Consulting, management, regulatory roles, definitely. International organizations, there is an element there, more like research because of the strong Ketu placement in natal and Navamsha. Counseling, psychology, or public service could be because Jupiter is conjunct Moon and Rahu in Scorpio. It's very strong counseling energy there. So that's for John. I'll wrap up this kind of natal to Navamsha using Amartya Karaka for career case study with this one. In the next, however, I want to start exploring with you the Parashara aspect, the second house, the lord of the second house, the lord of the sixth house and lord of the 10th house, the Artha houses, and start with directly doing principles and doing case studies, because the more we do case studies, more this knowledge sort of tends to ground. Even with me, I'm just a student like you. Okay, share this, leave your comments, take care, be safe.